人基督徒教会
Chinese Christian Church
华人基督徒教会
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 我曾教会给
你快来向他尝试以他每日都解脱你是你真为善有善境内平安他帮助你
生命之声是由休斯顿华人基督徒教会为您所制作的广播节目
We're going to look at a story, a parable in which someone failed terribly at something
看有一个耶稣讲的比喻因为这个人他失败得很惨
Let's see how he tried to recover.
我们来看他怎么样弥补他的错误。
It's actually not a good example because when we get in trouble, we usually do the wrong things to try to correct.
其实这个不是一个很好的例子，因为当我们犯错的时候，我们常常用错误的方法来弥补我们的过错。
But Jesus still uses this story to teach us.
可是主耶稣他仍然用这个故事来教导我们一些真理。
It's the parable of the shrewd manager.
是关于这个不义的管家的问题。
Now, what's interesting is, in Chinese, it's always called the unrighteous manager, but in the English, it's called the shrewd manager.
哎，你知道吗？在中文很有意思，它常常是说不义的管家，但是英文是说精明的管家。
Okay, so let's read this aloud, both.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物，主人叫他来，对他说，我听见你这是怎么样呢？把你所经营的交代明白，因为你不能再做我的管家。那管家心里说，主人辞我，不用我再做管家，我将来做什么？锄地呢？无力。炒饭呢？怕羞。我知道怎么行，好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家里去。
So, how does he solve this problem?
他如何解决这个问题?
Let's read the rest, verses 5 through 8.
于是把欠主人债的一个一个的叫了来，问头一个说，你欠我主人多少？他说，100篓油，每篓约50斤。管家说，拿你的账，快坐下写50。又问一个说，你欠多少？他说，100担麦子。管家说，拿你的账写80。主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明。
So this is often a very misunderstood parable.
这是一个常常被误解的比喻。
Because we're biased against this manager. We think he's a bad guy.
因为我们很不喜欢这一个管家，我觉得他是一个坏蛋。
He is a bad guy.
他是一个坏蛋。
But he has a special quality that the master likes.
但是他有一个很特别的地方他的主人很喜欢
See, often, we don't like what the manager is doing
所以很多的时候我们不喜欢这个管家做的事
and you see how he tries to solve the problem it's not doesn't look like it's a good way to do it
你看他怎么样解决这个问题看起来好像不是一个很好的方法
but that's exactly how we do things sometimes
但是这就是我们就是这样做事情
we do something wrong we try to make changes so that we can get something out of it
我们做错了什么事我们就想改变一下把它纠正过来
We're not really interested in correcting things to make it back to the original.
我们没有想到说我要怎么样做可以让它回到原点。
And then we don't understand in verse 8, why does the master commend this guy?
而且我们不明白为什么那个主人会夸奖这个家伙呢?
He seems to be doing everything wrong.
他好像做错了所有的事情啊。
Three things in particular.
三件,特别的三件事。
The first thing is, he seems to be pleasing others for his own benefit.
第一个好像是说他为了个人的利益而取悦别人。
You look at verse 9.
你看第九节。
That's not what Jesus says.
这个不是主耶稣说的话。
He says, you will be welcomed in eternal dwellings.
他说你会被接到永存的帐幕里去。
So he's pleasing others, and then how is it that the end result can be, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings?
所以这个管家是取悦别人可是最后他会被接到永存的帐幕里头去。
The second is,He's dishonest.
第二点,他不诚实。
And then in verse 10, it just says, someone who is dishonest with little will be dishonest with much.
哎，但是第十节主耶稣说什么？人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在小事上不义，在大事上也不义。
So we think, ah, Jesus, yes, he sees through this guy.
所以我们就说啊，主耶稣他看透了这个家伙。
And then it seems like this person is interested in material things.
第三点，好像这个人对于物质的东西非常感兴趣。
But in verse 13, Jesus says very specifically, no one can serve two masters.
可是第十三节你看到主耶稣说什么一个仆人不能侍奉两个主人。
So before we pass judgment on this manager, we have to see what is special about each of those three things I mentioned.
所以在我们论断这一个管家之前让我们先看一看这个人他这个管家有三件事情上是怎么回事。
Our first complaint was he seems to be trying to please others.
我们第一个抱怨是说诶他好像是在取悦别人。
So are we supposed to please man or not?
对我们应该取悦别人还是不应该
Because in verse 4 it says When I lose my job People will welcome me into their houses
因为这个管家说、我没有工作的时候呢他们会把我接到他们家里去
He wants to make good friends with others So that he can have some benefit later on
所以他希望跟他们做好朋友以后呢、哎、他们会接他好一点
And then the Bible tells us now It says Am I trying to win the approval of men or of God Or am I trying to please men?
加拉太书这边说我现在是要得人的心呢还是要得神的心呢我岂是讨人的喜欢吗
And so it says If I were still trying to please men I would not be a servant of Christ
我如果仍旧是讨人的喜欢我就不是基督的仆人了
So this verse seems to tell us very clearly Do not try to please men
所以这一节很清楚地告诉我们说不要取悦别人
A lot of times that's the difficulty we face We want to have friends at school so we do whatever they do
有时候很难做到因为在学校里我们想要取悦我们的朋友就这个就没有办法做到
And that's what's called peer pressure
这个就是同侪的压力
And when we grow up We see everybody has these nice houses Then you start feeling left out If you don't have that nice house as well
我们长大了我们发现每一个人都有很漂亮的房子那我没有的话我就觉得说好像诶我落后了
And so you have this peer pressure from your other friends
所以你有从你朋友来的那些同辈的压力。
So whether it's in marriage, in possessions, or among your friends, there's always this peer pressure.
所以不管是婚姻或者朋友或者是同辈的压力，永远有这样的压力。
But it says right here, it's very clear, to try to win the approval of God, not men.
这里说得很清楚，不是得人的心，而是要得神的心。
But then later on,
可是后来
in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 33,
在哥林多前书第十章三十三节
Paul says even as I try to please everybody in every way
他说我好像凡事都叫人喜欢
But didn't he just tell us don't try to please men
他刚才不是说不要讨别人的喜欢吗
Actually Paul gives one reason for the one time that we should try to please others
保罗只给我们一个理由我们为什么要讨别人的喜欢
He says very clearlyFor I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved.
他说，我不是求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
In other words, you please men for the sake of helping them, not for helping yourself.
你取悦人是为了帮助他，不是帮助你自己。
And so in Romans chapter 15, it says, each of us should please his neighbor for his good to build him up.
所以罗马书这边说，我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德性。
And so when we go back to Luke chapter 16,
所以我们回到路加福音十六章。
What God is using this parable is to tell us that if we use our worldly wealth to gain friends for ourselves, then that's something else. But if we use it for the purpose of salvation, for bringing others closer to God, then something special happens.
所以神在这里说不要用这个不义的钱财结交朋友但是呢要用这个钱财去帮助别人得救
In other words, the one way in which pleasing men can help us is when it's for the purpose of bringing them closer to God
所以你要取悦别人的 唯一个原因就是说把别人再靠近神
Yeah, one way to say is you're a sinner, you're going to go to hell, so that's it
所以你可以跟人家说你是罪人你会去地狱你完蛋
Is that true?
这是不是真理呢
Technically that's correct
技术上说是的
If you don't accept Jesus Christ You will not go into eternal life
如果你不接受主耶稣基督你就不会得到永生
But you'll find that most of the time That is not a very effective way of preaching the gospel
因为你会知道说在传福音的时候这个不是最有效的一个方法
And so we try to build up that relationship so that they will be open in their hearts to the Lord's teaching.
所以我们试着跟人建立关系，然后让他们可以向神敞开他们的心扉。
So, remember, pleasing man not for your own benefit, but for their benefit.
所以要记得，你取悦别人不是为自己的益处，而是为了他们的益处。
Is it okay to be unrighteous, dishonest?
做一个不诚实的人可以吗？
Well, if you look at the verse carefully, the master is commending him for his shrewdness, but he notes that he is a dishonest manager.
你要注意到了哈，这个主人他称赞这个管家的什么精明，而不是称赞他的不诚实，因为他注意到他的不诚实。
In other words, he's not being commended for being dishonest. He's being commended because he is very shrewd.
啊，换一句话讲，就是说他不是因为他不诚实而受到称赞，而是因为他的精明而受到称赞。
In other words, there's something special that God notices about this manager.
然后在这个管家的身上，神注意到一个非常特别的地方。
He's going to use what has been given to him to try to win people over.
他是怎么样？是用神给他的东西去得到人心。
If we just pick at his dishonesty, yeah, you're not going to like this person.
如果你只是专挑他这个不诚实这一点的话，你不会喜欢他的。
If you pick on that one time Abraham told Pharaoh that Sarah is my sister, then you're not going to like Abraham.
如果你专门挑亚伯拉罕的一个缺点，就是说他在法老面前说他太太是他妹妹的话，你不会喜欢亚伯拉罕。
You have to see what God sees in Abraham.
你必须要看神怎么样看亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is a person who always is willing to turn back to God in everything.
你知道亚伯拉罕是一个什么？不管他犯了什么错怎么样，他永远都愿意再回到神的面前，这是他的优点。
The same thing with David.
大卫也是一样。
And so whenever we're ready to turn back to God, God can work on us to change us.
任何时候只要我们愿意回到神的面前，神就可以改变我们。
And so in Luke, the verse 10, he mentions, whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much.Whoever is dishonest with very little will be dishonest with much.
对，在路加福音的第十节说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也会忠心；在最小的事上不义，在大事上也会不义。
There's a difference between being shrewd and being dishonest.
要记得，在精明跟不诚实之间是有区别的。
We'll talk about that a little bit later, but I can give you one example right now.
我们等一下再谈这个，但是现在先给你一个例子。
We are supposed to change the time at 2:00 this morning, right?
哎，今天清晨两点的时候，我们应该要把时间往前转。
How many of you got up at 2:00 to change your time to 3?
你们有多少人是半夜两点起来把那个这个钟改成三点的？
Of course, nobody does that, right?
当然没有人这样做的啦。
Everybody is supposed to do it before you go to sleep.
哎，我们应该是在就寝之前就把这个钟调好了。
According to the law, the time doesn't change till 2:00, but you changed it early.
可是你知道吗？按照法律来讲的话，那个时间应该到半夜两点才改啊，那你是早了一点就改了呢？
That's not being dishonest. That's being shrewd, so you don't have to get up at 2:00.
哎，你知道吗？这个不叫不诚实，
right?
这个叫什么？精明，因为你不需要半夜两点钟爬起来嘛。
The third thing that this manager does that we don't like.
这个管家做的第三件我们不喜欢的事是什么呢？
It appears that he's overly concerned with worldly success, worldly things.
好像说他太关注在世上的物质的东西上。
And yet, how come Jesus mentioned, if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?
可是主耶稣怎么能够说，如果你在服役的钱财上不忠心，就在世上的这个钱财上不忠心的话，谁还会把真实的钱财托付给你呢？
Now notice, what Jesus says is handling worldly wealth, not pursuing worldly wealth.
啊，请注意，这里不是说他追求钱财，而是说他怎么样处理、怎么样使用钱财，这两个不一样。
If you're pursuing worldly wealth, then verse 13 is that warning to you: you cannot serve two masters.
如果你追求世上的财富，那就是这一节说的，路加福音的说，这一个人不能侍奉两个主。
The manager got into trouble because he didn't handle the wealth properly to begin with.
管家他遇到麻烦是因为什么？他没有好好的处理那个钱的问题。
And so we go back to this manager and we look at what is the problem that he has.
所以我们回到这个管家去看他的问题是什么。
Well, he has authority because he's been given the position of being the manager.
因为他得到管家这个位置，所以他就有权利。
He has access to a lot of wealth, which also comes from the master.
因为他的主人的关系，他可以使用很多的金钱。
And so he has responsibilities to handle that wealth properly.
所以他有一个责任，就是说好好的处理这一些金钱。
It's not something that he pursued. It was something that was given to him.
不是他去追求的，而是那个东西已经给了他。
Now the problem is he messed up.
重要的是他把事情搞砸了。
He did not do. He did not finish. He did not complete his responsibilities.
他没有做好他的责任。
And now he's in trouble.
现在他有问题了，有麻烦了。
Those of you who've been students, you know what happens when you goof off for the first couple of months of that semester.
你知道做学生的话你前几个月如果是乱玩不好好念书会有什么问题
When the midterms and the tests come, you pay the price.
啊期中考来的时候呢你就会付上代价。
So what do you do then?
那你怎么办
You drop the course?
哎你就不学那一科了吗
That's running away from the problem.
这是逃避问题。
You blame the professor.
哎你怪那个教授。
Boring professor.
哎是很无聊的。
It's always someone else's fault, right?
永远都是别人的错。
Sometimes when people run into difficulties in life, they turn to drinking or eating or even taking drugs.
有时候人生遇到问题的时候，他就怎么样？他就去用食物、用喝酒、吸毒来解决他的问题。
That's when we run into great problems, trying to run away. That's also running away from our problems.
当我们做这样的事的时候，我们就会陷入更大的困境。
But this manager is very different.
可是这管家相当不同。
He doesn't run away from his problems.
他没有逃避他的问题。
He's about to get fired, but he hasn't been fired yet.
你知道他快要被辞退了，可是他还没有被辞退。
He could still leave, right?
他可以离开啊。
No, but he stays on the job and he continues to work.
哎，他继续留在那里工作。
He assumes he has no hope, but he's definitely going to be fired.
他知道他没有希望了，但是呢，他一定会被辞退。
Actually, that assumption is wrong.
其实这个以为是错的。
You know, even if you do bad at the beginning of the semester,
其实啊，你在前半学期做不好的话，
it's still possible to get a good grade if you do really well on the last half of the semester.
那么你在下半学期如果好好的念书的话，你还是可以得到好成绩的。
So some teachers, they're really good. They will allow you to drop your lowest score.
哎，有一些老师就非常好，他会让你把你这个最差的那一个分数给他去掉。
So those of us who start off the semester bad, we have this hope that the first grade doesn't count.
所以期中考考得不太好的话，不要难过，我下面还可以赶上来。
So maybe I won't get 100 in this class, but maybe I can still make an A, make a 90.
如果我可能不能拿到满分，可是我还可以拿到 A 啊，90分呢。
And so this manager, he spends time, he thinks up a plan to try to salvage his situation.
所以这一个管家呢他就仍然留在那边他就想出一个计划来他怎么样可以挽救他的困境。
How does he solve this problem?
他如何解决这个问题?
He's going to try to please other men.
哎他要取悦别人。
And so, but what we need to think about is this manager, he realizes there's value in giving something to someone.
我们需要认清一点就是说这个管家他知道有一个事情就是说施舍很有价值。
And what is he giving?
他给什么东西
给人家? He's not giving them more things.
他不是给人家很多更多的东西。
What is he giving them?
他给他们什么?
He's actually giving them forgiveness.
实际上他是给别人原谅或者是赦罪。
You owe 800?
你欠80?
I'll cut it down to half.
我把它减一半。
So he's forgiving half that debt.
他是原谅人家一半的债。
There is value in that.
你知道这件事情非常有价值。
You know, at the end of World War II,
你知道在第二次世界大战结束的时候
Germany owed so much money.
德国欠了很多的债，很多的赔款。
Even England, who won the war, they owed a lot of money to the US.
即使是英国，它是战胜国，可是它也欠了很多美国的借债。
It's very similar to what happened at the end of World War I.
同样是第一次世界大战也是一样。
At the end of World War I, do you know how they solved that problem?
你知道第一次世界大战结束的时候他们怎么样解决这个问题?
They gave Germany a payment plan. You pay so much every year until you pay it all off.
啊，他给那个德国一个以赔款的这个计划多久还多少?
Of course, it's impossible to pay it back.
其实根本不可能还回来啊。
So in the 1920s when inflation hit Germany, one mark ended up becoming 1 billion marks.
哦，所以1920年德国也是碰到经济大萧条的时候呢一个马克成为了一个billion 的马克。
It became worthless.
根本不值钱。
They could never pay it back.
他 他绝对还不了的债。
And so they started refusing to pay it back.
后来他们根本拒绝还债。
And later on, World War II started.
啊，后来第二次世界大战又开始。
So at the end of World War II, do you know what the United States said?
所以第二次世界大战结束以后，美国做什么？
Any money that you owe us.
你欠我的每一分钱。
Scratch it out and write zero.
把它划掉，然后写上零。
And that is why, to this very day, England, Germany, France are such strong allies with the U.S.
这是为什么今天英国、德国、法国都是美国的很强的同盟国。
Do you realize what Jesus has done for you?
你知道主耶稣为你做了什么？
All those sins that you committed.
你犯的所有的罪。
If you receive Jesus as your personal savior.
如果你接受主耶稣做你个人的救主。
All those sins are wiped clean and zero is there.
所有的罪都被涂抹掉，然后写一个零在那里。
There is value in forgiveness.
原谅是有很高的价值的。
And so, this manager, he's commended for being shrewd about this.
你知道吗？神称赞这个管家是非常的精明。
Maybe his motivations were not that good.
然后他的动机可能不是那么好。
But Jesus says there's something to be learned about the shrewdness.
但是我们可以从他的精明学一点东西。
And so that's why in Matthew it says, be as shrewd as snakes, but as innocent as doves.
所以呢在这边说你要像蛇一样的灵巧就是精明，然后要像鸽子一样那么的善良。
In other words, be shrewd, but don't be dishonest.
换句话讲就是说你要精明，但是不要不诚实。
And so here's the question I have to ask. Now,What is actually causing the manager to be dishonest?
我们可以问说什么原因让这一个管家不诚实。
Now apparently he was dishonest because he wasn't telling his master that he wasn't collecting those debts.
对啊，他是不诚实是什么？他没有告诉他的主人说他没有去收账。
Now all the bills are being changed, but this time the master does know what he's doing, right?
然后这一次当他把那些账啊欠的债改的时候呢，他的主人是知道的。他把一百变成五十。
That's not the part that he's being called dishonest. He's dishonest because of what he did in the past, not because of what he's doing now.
他不诚实是因为他过去做的事，而不是他现在改了这个现在的数目的问题。
Notice how he did. He said, take your bill out and write the new number on there.
他不是这样做，哎，把你的这个账单拿来换一个新的现在数目。
He didn't say throw away. We'll create a fake bill. He didn't do that.
他不是说把旧的账丢掉，然后。造一个假账。
If the debtor had changed the amount himself, then that would be dishonest.
如果欠债的人自己改那个欠债的数目的话，那就是不诚实。
If the manager had tore it up and then wrote a new one, a fake new one, that would be dishonest as well.
如果这个管家他把旧账撕掉，然后写一个假的新账，那个是不诚实。
But if he's just scratching something out and rewriting it, that is not dishonest.
可是如果他把原来的旧账把它划掉，然后在旁边写一个新的数目，那个不叫做不诚实。
If you ever lease an apartment or a house, you know that happens all the time.
你知道这个事情常常发生。
You scratch out one of the terms, you sign, the landlord signs.
这个租房子的话，你把这个原来的划掉，然后写一个新的东西上去，那是合法的。
Even today, smart managers will use this trick.
今天聪明的管家也会做这种事。
The thingBoss is on vacation. Everything 50% off.
啊，他说老板呢去度假了，所以呢每一件东西都是半价。
He's not being dishonest. He's in charge of the store. He can do whatever he wants.
他并没有不诚实啊，因为这个老板不在，他总管这个整个的。
So the shrewd manager will say this because it's funny, and then actually have a sale.
精明的管家就会做这样做，因为这是很有意思，但是实际是这样做。
I didn't realize in the past, but apparently Chinese people do this as well.
中国人也是这样，他说老板跑路，嗨，全店半价，对不对？我现在做主了。
I think even when the manager's there, it's still 50% off, but anyway.
其实老板还是在的，不过就是告诉你半价优待而已。
So that's what's called being shrewd.
这个叫做精明。
When he's talking about the shrewdness, is he understands how to use a situation to advantage.
当他说到精明的话，是说如何利用一个情势而让它产生好的后果。
But what God wants us to do is to use it to build people up, not try to find a sneaky way to do things.
神要我们做的不是说找一些什么狡猾的方法做事情，而是说去 造就去建立别人。
So this manager has used the wealth that was entrusted to him to obtain something.
这个管家呢，他是把他的主人交给他的一些东西去做一些事情。
How do you handle the blessings that God has given to you?
你怎么样处理神给你的福气？
Are you using it for yourself, or are you using it to build up God's kingdom?
你是用在你自己身上呢，还是用在建立神的国度上？
And so in Acts it says, remember the words that Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
对使徒行传说，要纪念主耶稣说的话，他说施比受更为有福。
That is the lesson we want to learn from the parable of the shrewd manager.
这是我们要从这一个精明的管家这一个比喻学习的功课。
Don't do everything like he did because he didn't do many things right.
不要按照他所做的所有事情去做，因为他做很多事是不对的。
But there is one thing that we can learn from him.
但是我们可以从他学到一件事情。
Giving.
Giving 就是施舍。
So, be shrewd, but don't be unrighteous, don't be dishonest.
要精明，可是呢，不要不义，或者说不诚实。
Be shrewd for the Lord, not for personal gain.
是为了主而精明，不是为了个人的利益而精明。
God has blessed us greatly.
神大大的赐福我们。
Use those blessings to build up relationships with others to bring them closer to God.
用那个福气去建立你与别人的关系，而且是把他们带到神面前为神做。
So this month, spend some time thinking about.The wealth, the blessings that God has given you.
所以这一个月希望我们花一点时间思想神赐给你的。
It's not necessarily money.
不见得是钱。
Maybe it's a skill that you have.
可能是一个你的技巧。
Maybe you have the gift of patience.
有时候你有那个耐心这一个恩赐。
Maybe you have the gift of encouragement or comfort.
有时候你可以鼓励别人，安慰别人。
Even church members, sometimes their health is bad, or sometimes.In their heart, they're very sad about something.
就是弟兄姐妹教会的，有时候他们的心是非常失望，或者是说非常难过的。
You can be an encouragement or a comfort to them.
你可以鼓励他们，安慰他们。
So don't be a bystander.
所以不要做一个旁观者。
Live out His truth.
活出真理。
By bringing out the blessings that God has given to you.
把神给你的福气使出来。
And to build others up so that we can all become closer to God.
建立别人，让我们都跟神越来越亲近。
今天的节目就在此告一个段落，下次同一时间空中再见。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。